today on Apostle Kabo's podcast radio show.
Lalel. And from Mahalalel, it went to Jerad. And from Jerad, it went to Enoch. And from Enoch, the vow went to Methuselah. From Methuselah, the vow went to Lamech. So all these children were literally pronouncing that vow forward and in passing it as an inheritance to their children. From Lamech, it went to Noah. From Noah, it went to Shem. And from Shem, the vow went to Abraham. And from Abraham, it went to Isaac and Jacob. Which vow is that? Now God has given me another son, and this son will fulfill the will of God. And the son also listened to the vow. He was taught by that vow. He was influenced by that vow. And then he gave birth until Noah. And Noah gave birth to Shem. And from Shem, it went to Abraham. And from Abraham, the vow went to Isaac. And from Isaac, it went to Jacob. In our present time, that vow rests upon the land of Israel and the people of Israel called the Jews. Are you catching what I'm saying now? Now we are breaking out, we are breaking the vow in, we are finding a place of repentance. So all these angles I want us to see repentance, turning away from the vows we have made by mistake so that we may turn to God and make the right vows. God gave us the tongue to be influenced spiritually, to speak the right things. Okay, so now let us read Numbers chapter 30 verse 3, that if a woman makes a vow, now they are saying if a female makes a vow to the Lord and binds herself. Notice she has made a vow to the Lord and she has bound herself. She has created a soul tie that demands her to faithfully fulfill that. Yeah? Demands her to commit herself to do that. Yeah? By some agreement, while in her father's house, in her youth, if she made that vow, yeah? Who did she make it to? She made the vow towards God. Numbers 30 verse 4. And her father hears the vow and the agreement by which she has bound herself, and her father holds his peace. When her father allows it to pass, he allows it to go. He holds his peace. He says nothing to argue against that agreement or that vow. Then all the vow she will stand, and every agreement she has bound herself to through that vow, she will be bound herself and it will stand. Do you catch that? Yeah, so when a woman makes a vow to God, even though she has made a vow to God, it is the man that declares that that vow is valid or not. Why? Because sometimes women can be hasty. That's a weakness. It's a weaker side in women. They can be very hasty to say things, but they don't mean them. They say things, but they don't have yet the competence and the capacity to fulfill them. So they are fathers, as a father in a home. That father, you know, was responsible to the daughters, the girl child, that if she utters out things and he looks at her and he says, I know my daughter can't fulfill this, then he breaks the vow. He literally cancels the vow because he knows she can't fulfill it. So the vow of a woman goes through the man. It doesn't go straight to God. Even though that woman is vowing to God, her vow goes straight through the man to God. It doesn't go straight. Now listen to this. Numbers 30 verse 5, yeah? Numbers 30 verse 6 says, if indeed she takes a husband, now they're talking about her husband, she has come out of her father's house. If indeed she takes a husband, and if indeed she takes a husband while bound her vows, yeah? While bound by her vows, or by a rash utterance from her lips, by which she bound herself. Do you see rash utterance? When you speak something without rationally thinking about it, you speak it in through intuition, yeah? And it's a rash utterance without thinking of it, yeah? Yeah? And she's married to a man. First, they talked about a father. When a father hears her speak, and a father wants that vow to continue and he sees she has the capacity to carry it out, he will allow it to go. But if he realizes that it was spoken through rash kind of utterance, he kind of like cancels it in the spirit. Why? Because he doesn't want her daughter to fail in life. So he's the watchman over her to take care of her so that she doesn't say uttered things that are uttered out of emotions and don't have a spiritual foundation. And these emotions are just making her to utter out things emotionally, but without any spiritual aspect of analyzing and rational connection to it, that she will commit herself to fulfill it. Number 30, verse 7 says, and if her husband, now we are talking about husband, and if her husband hears it and makes no response to her on the day that he hears it, then her vows shall stand. She shall be bound by those vows. She must fulfill them. And an agreement by which she has bound herself shall stand. Numbers 30, verse 8. But if the husband overrules her, overruling her in which way? He says, no, I know this is what you are speaking. You are just, this is a rash utterance out of your emotions. There is no reality to this. But if the husband overrules her on that day that he hears it, he shall make void her vow. He shall make it void. Remember, the father was making void her daughter's vows. And after the father gives the daughter into marriage. Now the husband, he is the one either who makes void the vows of a woman, or he makes them not void. Yes? And he makes void of that what she took and what she uttered with her lips, by which she bound herself, and the Lord will release her. Now notice, when the man, the father, makes void her vows that are not, maybe were uttered out rashly, or if the man, the husband that she's married to, he is the covering, makes void her vows that she makes, then the Lord will release her. The Lord will break that bond. He will release her. Numbers 30 verse 9. Also, any vow a widow or a divorced woman by which she has bound herself shall stand against her. Now, a widow who doesn't have a husband or doesn't have any covering over herself, or a divorced woman, every vow she makes, it will stand against her. Nobody can make them void. This is why God ordained spiritual coverings and spiritual utterances over people's lives, like apostles and leaders that are spiritual, so that they can play that role. In case if a woman is divorced, in case if a woman has no husband, in case if a woman is a widow. So her ability to be able to make vows goes through her spiritual male covenant. Is anybody catching what I'm saying now? So in this area, then we are praying over vows, that God may cleanse us from vows that we have made of uttered out. The man, when he speaks a vow, he speaks straight to God. Man is not vowing to anything, but he speaks straight to God, or to the spirits that controls that man's religion, depending on what religion that man is in. But a woman can't speak straight to the spiritual realm, even though women make mistakes and they bind themselves by speaking straight to the spiritual realm. But there must be a man who analyzes what she has said. Is this right? Has it been said right? Is it in the right frequency? Or she has been just spoken out of a rash utterance, where she has not investigated what she's saying and what she's trying to speak out. Okay, so that's why it's very important for the female figure gender to have a spiritual covering. So as the mistakes that we make through utterance may not become binding spirits or binding soul ties that binds us to the negative energy. And here we are struggling, trying to do the right thing towards God. But for goodness sake, somebody can to do the right thing because he is put and thrown into a baggage of many debts. Many vows have become debts, and debts have become heavy loads over the soul or over the spirit. And a man cannot do what God wants him to do. He's already in the frequency of paying debts that he can't even pay off, living like a slave. Why? Because there were vows that were made, committed. The Bible says that he becomes born again. shall be saved. Saved from what? From vows that we make towards the secular world, towards the energies of the world, towards the entertainment. Vows that we make. Hallelujah. Vows that we make that are not right in the eyes of God, that we can't spiritually fulfill, that we don't have the ability to minister to or administer or bring to reality. They become burdens of loans and baggages of debts that we cannot pay off. And the Bible says sin is a debt. Sin is likened unto the arteries of spirit.
This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quota, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.